USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Arizona inmates who escaped from prison around 5 days ago were captured in a cotton field Thursday morning. 49-year-old John Sharpia, convicted of child molestation and sentenced to 35 years, and 61-year-old David Harmon, sentenced to 100 years on kidnapping charges, were captured in Coolidge, Arizona. An experimental coronavirus vaccine developed by biotech company Novavax is 89.3% effective at preventing COVID-19. It also showed that it protected against the UK variant of the virus. Unlike the vaccines developed by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, which use snippets of genetic code known as messenger RNA to trigger the immune system, Novavax's vaccine relies on synthesized coronavirus proteins to jumpstart the body's immune system. The United States on Thursday called for calm just hours after a top official from China said Taiwan's independence would mean war with Taipei, and those who play with fire will burn themselves, end quote. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Good-paying union jobs are being destroyed by President Biden. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
President Biden has signed a record 37 executive actions in his first week in office, and the exact number of executive orders is not known because the Federal Register has not been updated since January 21st. Biden issuing more edicts in his first week than any of his predecessors. Neil Crabtree lost his job due to the Keystone XL executive order. He reminds everyone,
this is an American job issue. I don't care if you... If you're union or non-union, this administration is attacking our industry altogether. This new administration is after the industry as a whole. Not just, it doesn't matter if you're union or non-union tonight. I'm looking at all Americans. I'm trying to stand up for American workers. This is a fight that we need to be in together.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Nevada's school-aged children are committing suicide at an alarming rate since the pandemic hit our shores. Remote learning is becoming a massive failure. Some teachers are refusing to go back to the classrooms. The frustration of parents has never been greater. One parent in Virginia has had enough. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
A parent in Virginia is apparently losing his patience regarding local schools being closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a video that has gone viral on social media, the father can be seen addressing members of the Loudoun County, Virginia School Board.
You're a bunch of cowards hiding behind our children as an excuse for keeping schools closed. You think you're some sort of martyrs because of the decisions you're making when the statistics do not lie that the vast majority of the population is not at risk from this virus. The garbage workers who pick up my freaking trash risk their lives every day more than anyone in this school system. Figure it out or get off the podium. Because you know what? There's people like me and a lot of other people out there who will gladly take your seat and figure it out. It's not a high bar. Raise the freaking bar!
Schools in Loudoun County have been closed for in-person learning since March. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Loudoun County Public Schools is located in Ashburn, Virginia, and has nearly 82,000 students with a teacher ratio of 14 to 1. USA Radio News.